and 25.
Cool.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Nate, grievances? Brenda, you're up first.
Good morning. So over the past few years, there have been several changes to Freedom of Information law. So we just needed to amend our rules and regulations to reflect those changes. The most recent change is any request for disciplinary records of employees, we have to notify the employee, past or present, at the last known address. So that was an added item under number, I believe, seven, excuse me. But the rest of those changes are just, they're identical to what's in Freedom of Information law.
Is there a motion to amend?
So moved.
Second.
Questions?
Yeah. It looks like in section six or five, rather, you have this deleted. Is that deleting all of I through?
No, those are R? Adding.
Okay, then what was being deleted there?
Nothing was being deleted.
And why does it say deleted?
That's why I'm confused.
Under five? Where?
Five, in the margins, next to M.
No, that points up to four.
There's,
was that all incorporated?
Those are all.
You're just changing the time on that. So didn't you go from 8:30 to 5 to 9 to 4 on section 4? Wait.
Yeah, he's talking about five.
Right, but it says deleted fives.
Yeah, under five, I changed.
Right, no, I'm talking about further down. There's just a random deleted somewhere, and I didn't know if that's...
It might have been a line. Delete.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to make sure we weren't, like, deleting a whole section or something like that.
No, no.
All right, that's the only question I had.
Okay.
I have a question as well on five. Five section G. So... All records of the county shall be available except the county may deny access to, and then if you go to G, external audits, including but not limited to audits performed by the comptroller and the federal government. Why can't we share those?
No, it says, if you look, our interagency under G, our interagency or intra-agency materials, which are not audits. So that means they're allowable. So we can deny interagency records unless it falls under one of these exceptions.
Okay. So these are available.
These are available.
So this is a double negative, basically.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Craig.
Thank you. So this kind of piggybacks off of what we discussed in executive session last week at public safety. Just looking to have a local law that would give the legislature the ability to be able to enter into lease agreements for more than 5 years. I was able to look up and find other counties that have done this in the past. The longest one I found was from Wayne County that would allow them to do 30 years. So I think that would be okay. It was done 30 years ago. I haven't seen any issues with that. And this doesn't mean that you guys have to do lease agreements for 30 years. It just gives you the ability to do it. As I indicated, it would also be a local law subject to permissive referendum. So the process would be a little bit longer. But that's what we'd be looking to do, is at least get the process started now. And
I'll make the motion.
Questions for Craig? Jeff?
I'd just like to make a comment that I think...
You put your microphone on.
I'd just like to make a comment that I think it's a good idea for places where the county's investing a lot of money on the leased property.
So what, we get with the 30 years?
Yeah.
I don't have an objection. I mean, your wind leases and stuff like that are usually that long. We just have to make sure we're concerned about, you know, inflation and stuff, if we do a lease like that.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Curious. Wendy? Larry?
Good morning. I think I'm going to need to, we need to table this item. The company that has been providing the online assessment data and tax information has been sold, purchased by another company called Schneider Geospatial. I'm having difficulty getting some details from the whole process. The another issue is that SDG was system development group that we are in contract with. The billing cycle got off from the contract cycle, and so that's created another issue. So we're probably going to have to come back next month with whatever we're going to be renewing temporarily. And then it looks like we should probably do an RFP or bid process too, because we've just kept renewing this contract.
How many other vendors are available to?
Well, I know we know of one that's comparable to, you know, providing the same type of information. And there is another one that Ontario County uses I'm not familiar with, and I don't know if it's their in-house system. It's not, they don't, as far as I'm aware, they don't provide the tax information like we do now.
Will?
This is the GIS system? Is that what this is? Or
well,
separate?
It's the assessment data. Like you can search the property owner name and get
the tax
assessment information and tax information. Then it links to GIS maps and Google Maps and stuff.
Got it. Okay. All right.
So the we'll consider it withdrawn for now. Okay. Thank you. Nate.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning.
Thing I'd like to talk about is requesting to waive civil service exams for fees for 2025. We talked last year about this, that, you know, most counties statewide were waiving the exam fees to try and get more people. The state is also doing it. Quite frankly, it hasn't made a lot of difference, except that there's more people disapproved and more people that fail the show because there's no, loss for them. But we would be, I think, the only one across the state if we started charging them again. So
what's the exam fee expense?
It's $15 per exam for most regular exams. And then for uniforms such as police, dispatcher, correction officers, $25. Half of that goes to the state and half of it would stay local.
So move.
Second.
Any other questions?
How many people are we talking about?
Around probably 500 or 600 people.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And in the public defender's office, as I spoke about last week, we're asking to reclassify one case manager, CSEA grade L, to a senior case manager, CSEA grade M. It's a situation where, as you recall, these positions were semi-newly created. As we looked at it, there's some supervision, some training requirements that are needed. ILS has approved it, and it is ILS funds.
Is this based on the new grid, the numbers here, or is this the old grid that you're going off of?
Old grid, because that's still current.
Okay. So do we know what the difference is going to be in that, roughly?
What's that? In the neighborhood of 8%.
Yeah.
Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Curious.
And in the DA's office, they're asking to reclassify one full-time assistant district attorney trainee, management grade I, to an assistant district attorney, management grade J. As you may recall, we had gotten a trainee with the idea that once they had been admitted to the bar, they would go to an ADA. That is impending, so we're asking for that to be effective when they're actually admitted to the bar, they have passed the bar exam.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Questions?
Has he passed the bar?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Just waiting for admission.
Okay. He'll be admitted, I think, in February.
Yeah.
January, probably.
January. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Carries.
And they're asking to create one part-time assistant district attorney, management grade J. As you recall, this is the Dave Wallace position, the mentoring position.
Right. So didn't we already make do action on this previously or no?
In PS&C, now we have to do it here. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. I'll make the motion.
Second.
Second. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
And they're asking to create a permanent part-time district attorney investigator position, management grade H. As you recall, this was the one they currently had on as a temp.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Questions? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you much.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. So a few items for you today. Recommending appointment, reappointment, as the case may be, of the election commissioners. Vicki Olin. Sorry, Vicki. I just saw Vicki First the other day. Vicki Olin and Colleen Horisky. And they have been, we do have the nominations or the recommendations for appointment from their parties.
From the party.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you. Also recommending appointment, short-term reappointment, but Mitch doing a great job. As you recall, the term, he finished Tammy's unexpired term, which will end at the end of this year. So recommending Mitch for appointment.
Motion.
Second.
Questions?
That's a five-year.
Five-year.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you. Building security, we'd like to pull for next month. We did do an RFP for building security services. That's your Securitas, who we've had for a while. They no longer were operating off of a state contract. So the prices were increasing significantly over the past few years. And it's been a while since we did an RFP. So we did that. We did receive a few responses from the big firms that provide that. But Chris and I need some more time because there is quite a bit of detail in that. So I'd like to bring that next month. We have the ability to continue month to month with Securitas at the current rate. So no harm, no foul. Iron Mountain contract for, I think, many of you are aware that is secure shredding, secure document disposal, not just recycling. We do have a different process for recycling papers. This is for secure, secure files and secure. We have a bin over there, a number of bins in the county building, mental health, continuing at the same contract prices. If I recall, it's about $65 a month per bin, but they pick it up anywhere from one to four times a month.
I'll make the motion.
Second. Gary, did you second him?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Gary.
And just for information, total spend on that is about $8,000 a year, between $8,000 and $10,000 a year, because we do have a lot of bins, but we used to do it in a different way where we would hold all these secure documents and shred them once at the end of the year, but it takes up a lot of space, and that is thousands of dollars to do at the end of the year. So it seems to work out. And final item for me is parking lot lease. As you I think are all aware, we have for the past number of years since the construction of this building, we have leased the parking lot from the Dixons. and right behind here for motor pool parking. It still works very well. We'd like to continue it for at least another year. We are recommending a $500 increase, so it would be $5,500.
How much?
$5,500. Last year it was $5,000, and it's been $5,000 for a little bit.
But that lease has an annual renewal provision?
Yep. Yep.
Motion?
I'll make the motion.
Your second?
I'll second.
I guess I have a little problem with all the money we put in parking lots lately. Why do we need a lease? I mean, another $5,500.
Yeah, it's...
How many thousand have we spent on parking lots in the last...
The parking lots are expensive. There's,
3 years.
There's no doubt about it.
But the one you built where the bowling alley was, that's all used by the judicial court system.
We use that for OCA staff and for grand jury and for juries. On jury days, many of you aren't necessarily around the complex during jury days, but this whole complex is filled, including the church parking lot. So on busy days, we don't have enough parking to begin with. So we put the motor pool vehicles over there to save space for employees in the back lot.
So what do we do 3 years ago, 2 years ago, when we didn't have the parking spots?
You had more people parking in the church parking lot at the consternation of the church. And you had just a bit more parking where this building was.
You also had a lot of public on the square. People would park around the square. And...
Jeff?
I don't have an objection to it at all, but has it ever been considered to purchase that parking lot?
We've talked about it. They're not interested.
Okay.
At the time.
We talked about
about subdividing. The issue is we'd have to get pretty complex because Joel Havens leases that land where the Quonset Hut is for his repair business. And they drive all around, so we'd have to have a bunch
sense.
Of
easements. I didn't know if it was just a simple parking lot.
We talked about that.
Yeah, we've tried a couple of times.
Yeah.
What's the plan for next year, I guess? Because this is going to come up again next year, I assume.
Yeah. We have the potential for a few other options that we've explored here with the adjoining footprint that just haven't come to fruition. More of a purchase. I think many of you were there where we were negotiating purchase of part of a parcel right next to us that ended up falling through, but it may be a little more feasible in the next couple of years.
Which ones did we take the trees down free of charge for? Was that this parking lot? 3 years ago, we took pine tree or some trees down next to a parking lot.
I don't remember that. I think I recall we did do some tree removal between the Presbyterian Church parking lot and ours, where we
maybe
extended it back a little bit.
Maybe that's what
we created a little addition parking working with
additional parking.
We did. It was only like 10 spaces, but we worked with Public Works to build a retaining wall. So to build a.
That's fine. I just want to have a discussion.
It's parking is most of the time you probably be okay. The problem is on jury days, you know, if we've talked about relocating the motor pool out towards the entrance of the old jail or something like that, but it's pretty inconvenient for staff to drive out, park there. Then you have another area to plow, to maintain. It's
plus 3 years ago was COVID and they were all working from home. So we didn't have parking issues 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And this goes back to
good point.
This goes back to what Mr. Elder said is your predecessors when they didn't purchase that bank property.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good discussion. Thank you.
So we think we got a motion in a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Vote carries.
That is all I have.
We got an executive session for litigation. Need a motion to go into executive.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We're in executive session.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We're back in the open
session. And then we've got to vote on the...
The litigation.
Yeah. Yep.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Adjourned. It was simple.